Here in the U.S., the stock market had a bumpy ride this past week. Many analysts blame the uncertainty caused by the war in Iraq for the air of economic gloom. Consumer confidence is at its lowest level in almost 10 years, and consumer spending stalled in the first 2 months of this year. Not a good sign. Last month, the U.S. lost over 300,000 jobs. Here to talk about the prospects for the economy now that the war has begun is Mark Zandi of Economy.com. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
A little more than a week ago, when the bombing started, the stock market rallied to a record weekly gain on bets that the war would be short. Then things got a little tougher on the ground and the market fell this week. Is this what we're in for until this military action is over,
Mark? I think so. I think the economy, sentiment, and financial markets, consumer business confidence are all, at this point, intimately tied with what's going on overseas. If things go well, I think the markets will improve. If things don't go well or perceived not to be going well, I think they'll deteriorate, as we've seen over the past week.
Mm-hmm. But what about the broader economy? Does a recovery have to wait until the end of a military conflict?
I think so. The economy is at best flat. I think you could argue it's now contracting, probably contracted a bit in February. It's on track to contract in March. I think if things don't get resolved in the next few weeks, couple months, the potential for us falling back into recession is very high.
And you're talking about the U.S. economy or the global economy?
I think it's going to be the entire global economy. The U.S. certainly, but there are some economies, major economies, that are already in recession. The German economy is in recession. The French economy is not too far behind the Italian economy. We have economies in Latin, South America, Mexico, Argentina, Venezuela that are very weak. The Asian economies are stronger, but even there, we've got Japan, which is in its own economic twilight zone. So this is a global economic problem, and it's engulfing nearly every corner of the global economy.
If the war ends in, let's say, 2 months, you think we'll escape recession?
I do. You know, I really think the economy at this point is fundamentally in good shape. We've worked hard over the last couple, 3 years to right some of the wrongs that we committed in the boom times of the late 1990s around Y2K. And I think we were very well positioned for growth. In fact, we got some growth this time last year, before we were hammered with the corporate accounting scandals of last summer and, of course, the gear up for the Iraqi war that began last fall. So I think the economy is underlying all of this in good shape. At the moment, we're just struggling because of a lack of confidence. Confidence has been pummeled.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a couple other things in this regard. The conflict has created a rift, certainly, between the U.S. and several of its most important economic partners, Germany, France, and China. Will that end up affecting economic cooperation, trade, and hence future world growth?
It certainly could, and that's a concern. That's one thing that certainly needs to be worked on and repaired in the months after the conflict is resolved. Our trade with Europe in particular can't be underestimated in terms of its importance to our economy, and we need to get relationships back on track. Otherwise, it will jeopardize long-run globalization efforts, and we need to become more globally oriented for this economy to grow strongly in the long run.
Mark Zandi of Economy.com, thank you very much.
It was a pleasure.